Hello everyone, it's Linda Ockhold, Jenna here again with another SBCN Small Biz podcast. And as you know, each month we have one of our member experts along to share some of their tips, ideas and strategies for how to grow the business. And today we have the lovely Peter Pillock from Creative Minds Accounting. I think that's a wonderful name. Hi Peter.
Hi Linda, how are you?
I've got a bit of a cold coming, so I'm a moaner, so just ignore me.
I'll do most of the talking, so save your voice.
Thank goodness for that, because basically the ideas and the tips and the strategies you share with us helps everybody. So what have you got up your sleeve today, Peter?
So I thought we would talk about something a little different. I thought I would talk about my networking journey over the last year. So give people a little break from the accounting stuff and talk about something a little more useful to pretty much every business owner watching. So
that's funny, because without accounting, there wouldn't be a business long.
I agree.
And you're not a boring accountant. You should write the book.
I do my best.
You should write the book. I am not a boring accountant. And tell them how you keep it going. So, yeah, what is your journey for networking? I'd love to know.
So, I've been networking on and off for probably 30 years with businesses. I've been a veteran of a variety of businesses, including software development, software support, IT support, network support, and then I finally landed on bookkeeping and accounting. And so one thing that's been successful throughout my entire 30 plus year journey has been the ability to network. Every good thing that's ever happened to me business-wise has happened because I've networked.
So when you talk about networking, what do you see as networking? A lot of people get confused about how to network, where to network, and what networking really is. So 30 years ago, how did you discover that you had a talent for this?
So like everybody, when we start a business, one of the things that we realize we have to do is start talking to people. So you figure out where people are and you talk to them. And as silly as that sounds, the secret is literally just talking to people. Wow. So over the course, my first few years as a business owner, my networking was fairly limited. But I did two main types of networking, and I think this is what's important for people. Mm-hmm. I did networking with potential clients. So I would go to events where people would get together to talk. Usually the chamber held them, although they were fewer and farther between than they are now. Mm-hmm. And I also networked with professionals in my industry. Oh. And I think for a lot of people, they're good with doing the first one. They go to a networking event or they network online, but they fail to understand networking with your peers and people in your industry, in many cases, can be as valuable or more valuable. And if I can give one example, I have a lot of examples, but I'll stick with one simple. We used to, when I had a software development firm, a company, the biggest job I ever got there, and I have yet to get a client that's bigger, it was a Fortune 500 company who needed a rewrite of their software. This was in the 1990s, so there were there weren't as many people writing software.
Yeah,
and that came from a referral from someone that we networked with as a professional. They were a network administrator, didn't write code. We were coders, and so they handed us what is one of the largest software projects I ever worked on.
Yeah.
And that comes from networking with your peers. So a lot of people forget that.
Is that because they think their peers would steal their clients or their ideas?
So I think one of the misconceptions a lot of business people have is they approach business as a scarcity mindset, meaning that there's only so much work to go around. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, there's work for everybody. And the network of professionals that you build allow you to get access to clients that you wouldn't have had access to. And by that, I mean, when I mentioned we were software developers, not very many people in the 90s were getting custom software developed because it was very expensive, mm-hmm. but that was our business. So we depended on people in our industry talking to their clients, getting us a foot in the door. And we got a number of foots in the door in the 90s because we networked with people in our industry.
Interesting. Interesting. Also, I know these days very much so. I'm sorry, my eyes are crying with my cold. I'm trying. I apologize. Today, like, you're one of the top accountants in, you know, as far as I know, anyhow.
And I'm I appreciate that.
You can pay me later. No, seriously. I'm sure there comes along a client one day that either can't afford you or would prefer a smaller company for whatever reason. And you can refer them to somebody that you've networked with in your trust. That is a big part of it, isn't it?
That's huge. And for us, we actually... It for us, it often works the other way. So we network with people who are in the big four accounting firms, and we end up having conversations with them for clients that their firms are too big to handle. So as a smaller accounting firm, we get, I don't want to say cast offs because that isn't fair from bigger accounting firms, but we get referrals from our peers who feel that their prospects would be better suited to working with us. And so, likewise, we get people who we, as a two-person accounting firm, we're a small firm, some things we can't handle. So we have our own referrals that we make out to larger accounting firms as well.
That makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
So we've got past the 30 years. When did you become, shall I say, proficient in networking and knew, you know, all the things that go along with networking? Because it's not just turning up, is it? You don't just turn up and say, hi, I'm Peter.
So I like to compare many of the viewers and listeners of the podcast may not know this, but I am a bass player. Okay. So as a musician is always practicing because they've never mastered, you never truly master your instrument. There's always more to learn. So I approach networking the exact same way. Oh. So I have learned so much over the course of the 30 years. But the truth is, in the last year, I've learned the most out of all 30 years. So I'm still progressing and working towards mastering networking.
Wow, that's amazing, because some people think it's just turn up, give out a business card, phone me, I can look after you, and you sit looking at the phone. You're amazing.
Thank you. I will say this one thing about that. Every good thing that's ever happened to me, and I mean everything, was because I simply turned up.
Yes.
So now, what you do once you turn up is one thing, but the fact is, this is why networking is so powerful, because it forces you to turn up.
Yeah.
And if you turn up, good things happen. If you are sitting in your office and you never leave your office, it's really hard for good things to happen to you. And so whereas you can't just show up to a networking event, just showing up is better than not just showing
up. Yes, that's true. That is true. And what do you personally think? Let's go back, say, maybe the 10 years ago. What was it about you when you walked into a room and networked at all these different organizations? What was it about you that was different that people wanted to connect to? You know, did you initiate, you know, the conversation or?
So that's a great question. And I'm going to spill the beans a little bit. for 20 of the 30 years, every time I walked into a networking event, I would get, I would have a mini panic attack.
Oh no.
Yeah. And eventually I had to calm myself. I'd enter a networking event, I'd have to let my panic hit me because I have to talk to a lot of people. And then I would just breathe. Wow. And then I would just carry on through the event. When I used to network, I used to always look for familiar faces. And that's why I think people like to get into little cliques when they go to a networking event. Yeah. Because a panic attack and anxiety over networking is extremely normal. Wow. And so we gravitate to what we know to try and help us with what we don't know. So what as a professional networker and all business people should be, you have to get to the point where you still may get your panic attack, but where you go past with staying in your cliques and you seek out the new people that are in a meeting or someone that you've frankly not talked to much.
You've surprised me. You seem like the most confident businessman, human being ever. To share that with us is really amazing because, Peter, you will help other people who are feeling the same and think, well, I'm not going to network because of the panic attack. So thank you so much for sharing that. It's very, very personal.
Networking, even when you're really good at it, people understand it's difficult because you do have to share parts of yourself with other people that you don't know. And I can attest to the number of times I've said things that are dumb when you meet people for the first time. And then it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you're lying in bed and you're thinking, why did I say that?
You're funny. This sounds terrible, but has anybody ever ran away from you when you've told them that you're an accountant? Because I'm sorry, that's a bit mean, but
no, yeah, some people don't like yeah. So I've had that at least once. I also had it when I was a software developer because I think that was intimidating as well for people.
Really?
Are you
able to say, you know, when you're actually networking, obviously you want to help people, you're always helping people, you're referring people all the time, yeah. But obviously people want to sell to you. How do you find a good way to say, actually, I'm not interested without hurting somebody's feelings?
Oh, that is such a difficult question to answer. Usually what I'll end up doing is if something is going in a direction that I'm not interested in, I'll either take a sip of the coffee and let the conversation die down and move on, or I'll just realize I'm on the fishing line and I'm just going to have to listen to someone for a few minutes. But this brings up another point. I think the most successful networkers aren't selling the day of the networking event. They're looking to build relationships and sell the after the networking event. So in other words, you talk to people at the event, let them know what you do, ask what they do, and then I'll determine whether they need my services. And usually that's pretty apparent. Somebody will almost always say, can I write this off or some variation of that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question.
I may not even schedule a meeting right away with the people, but I'll make a mental note and I'll have a conversation afterwards. And I think networking sometimes is like a frenzy of piranhas after, some chum has been thrown in the water. And I think it loses all its power when everyone is just trying to sell to everyone else instead of trying to understand what people do. And I've said this before, but it's more important when you're networking to have 2 or 3 meaningful conversations with people than just pass out business cards like they're hockey cards in on the playground.
You know this, when we talk to people, we draw them out of their selves, make them feel comfortable, and we get a lot of hints from them if they are ready, if they're even looking for it. And I know your services are so prevalent, being an accountant, but basically you offer real tips, real ideas there and then. And I know you are, you love mentoring, you know, people that you really have got to know and got a good relationship with them, up and coming accountants or, you know, all kinds of businesses. And this is part of your brand, Peter, and this is passed on. You know, who is Peter? Well, he's a very nice guy because he does this, he does that. So even though you're an accountant and you're very successful, you still take your time, from what I gather, to network properly, and it's not all about you. And I think, obviously, not everybody has the time to do it, but you are the face of the business in one sense, then Lisa is the face of the business in another sense. So what really meaty tips could you give to someone when they're trying to decide which networking event might work for them, because time of day and how much it costs, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. So this is another great question, Linda. So there are multiple different types of networking groups. And so you have to find, first of all, you have to find a group where you feel comfortable with.
Uh-huh.
There are some groups that are hard sell groups, and that the goal is you go to the networking group and you're expected to give referrals. Then there are other groups where it's more about relationship building, where you build relationships with people and you nurture those as you build your business. And so those are the two main types. And my opinion is that you have to find which one suits your personality the best. But there are also some networking groups that are in between. Excuse me. So, for example, I am a member of the SPCN, obviously, and I go every meeting, pretty as much as I can.
Unless you go on holiday.
True. And SPCN is a relationship building network. So you build relationships with people. And in that case, so referrals may come at a different pace. You have to prospect. You have to put some time in and you have to make connections. But those connections tend to be stronger than at a networking group where it's all give referral, give referral, give referral.
Okay, okay.
There's a benefit to being a member of some of those groups as well.
Yes.
In addition to the SPCN, I do a lot of my networking at the Chamber of Commerce, Greater Kitchener Chamber of Commerce. And I do a variety of events there. I frankly love them. And I'm also a member of their breakfast Chamber Plus, they call it, which is a little more referral based, but they do a fantastic job of building relationships as well.
So that's a good point there. Some people are a little bit afraid of the chamber, and I always say ask questions of somebody who knows the chamber well. So in your case, what is it about the breakfast events at the Kitchener Chamber in particular that you really like and think works for you?
So one of the best things for me and for Creative Minds Accounting was when we're the only accountant in that group.
Okay.
We're the only accounting firm. There's a bookkeeper in the group, and there's real estate agent, and there's only one representative from a field.
Okay.
And what it does is during the week, you get, if there's 12 people at the table, during the week, you have 11 people who are keeping their ears open for you to bring back referrals. So it's an effective way to build a sales team without having to pay for a sales team. And the flip side of that is you are someone else's sales team. So you're keeping your own ears open.
That's fine, now, though. That's fine. And you eat breakfast at the same time?
Every second. Our group is every second Wednesday.
Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah,
that is a good thing for people to think about, because in my case, I can't eat in networks. I love to eat. I love to talk, and basically, I try not to go to networking events. I've got to sit there and eat, and maybe I'm losing out. But we've just talked about people feeling comfortable. I don't want to jump on your success in any way or jump the gun, but you've got something very exciting to tell us, haven't you? Because all this work over the past 30 years has paid off in many ways, but I'm really excited with what you're going to tell us now.
So I have been, my firm, Creative Minds Accounting, has been nominated for the 2026 Greater Kitchener Waterloo Chamber of Commerce Innovation Award.
Congratulations.
So as an thank you. As an accounting firm in one of the most innovative areas on the planet, to be nominated is an honor.
It is. The
award will be handed out, I believe, next Wednesday. So by the time this goes live, I may have already won or had the honor of just being nominated,
yes,
which frankly, I'm ecstatic just to be nominated. I know that's a cliche, but
no,
this is such an innovative area of the world. To be nominated is quite an honor.
You deserve it.
Thank you. So next time we talk, I'll give the update whether I am an award winner or just an award nominee.
Not just is the wrong word. I know why I like to meet you at networking events, especially the SBCN ones, because you're such an authentic, honest, likable, friendly person. And we've got, you know, a few other people in the same kind of work, and they're all lovely. But I've really grown close to you because we seem to think alike, and I can be so honest with you. And that's another part of networking, having someone you can relate to and talk to honestly, knowing that they're not going to gossip, they're not going to think of you in a bad way. We can have fun at networking, we can have social networks, come where we go to the bar and stuff like that. Yep. But you've really hit the nail on the head. Success doesn't come easy. You work very hard, along with Liz, so obviously your partner. But basically, networking is very important. Your follow-up's very good as well, Peter.
Thank you. Yeah, we make introductions all the time. That's
you
the
do.
Other thing too. We honor the people that we network with. Even at the SBCN meeting, I've recommended numerous people
know.
I meet. So
we've had at least three new members that you've recommended in the past week. But thank you, Peter. Podcasts, video podcasts can be boring. They can be very repetitive, but you always liven up the conversation. You always share something that's new and innovative. Is that the right word? And I always look forward to talking to you. And I know you're very busy. So thank you again for your time. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Linda, as always, and look forward to our next conversation.